House Bill 150, and this is titled, I believe, Putting Reasonable Common Sense Limits on Unemployment Benefits. If you can,
that is correct. Yeah.
If you can, Representative, tell us what this means for the not only the employees and workers of the state, but also employers.
Okay, well, yeah, just to give you a little background on the issue, Missouri is the only state that has completely run out of money in the state unemployment trust fund in each of the last five recessions. And what happens when that occurs is we have to continue paying unemployment benefits either by way of borrowing money from the federal government or by essentially issuing debt on the open market, issuing bonds. And since it's a recurring problem, and it's unique to Missouri, at least in the, you know, as far as it recurring each time we have any type of a recession, I think that the goal was to address that so that we don't always end up having to borrow money to finance our unemployment obligations. The last time we had a the most recent recession, as we know, was really bad. The state unemployment trust fund plunged, I think, close to $1 billion in debt. And what happens, and why that becomes a problem, is when the state unemployment trust fund runs out of money and we borrow from the federal government, which is historically what Missouri has done, what happens is the employers in our state begin to lose their federal unemployment tax credit. So every employer pays a 6% unemployment tax to the federal government, but they automatically get a 5.4% credit against that, so they're only paying about a 0.6% tax. And when the loan balance exists for more than 2 years, each year beyond that, the businesses lose 0.3% of that credit. So the first year, they lose 0.3%, which increases their federal unemployment tax by 50%. The next year, it's another 0.3, so it doubles their original tax. And that tax, that additional tax, comes in the form of a bill that the employer receives from the federal government at the beginning of each fiscal year. And the employer doesn't know whether or not to expect it. I mean, I think that's really what probably got a lot of phone calls coming to senators and representatives, which was really what probably spurred this issue on. And, you know, I'm an employer, and so I remember the first time I got that bill, I wasn't in the General Assembly yet, and I was very confused by receiving that. And so really what we're trying to do is just create a situation where the unemployment trust fund will remain solvent even through recessions so that we don't have businesses in our state receiving this surprise tax essentially from the federal government in order to balance or repay our loan debt to the federal government. And the way we accomplished that with this bill was through a couple of ways. We didn't ask the employees we didn't try to balance this on the backs of the employees by themselves, and we didn't try to do it on the backs of the employers by themselves. What we've done with this bill is we've indexed the duration of unemployment benefits to the unemployment rate. So when the economy is doing better, the duration of benefits is not as long. When the economy is doing poorly and it's harder to get a job, benefits will last longer than when the economy is good. And so what that'll do is that'll help preserve fund balance by shortening the duration and indexing it to the unemployment rate. That'll help preserve fund balance for when the economy does get bad and we can finance those obligations without having to borrow from the federal government. The other thing we did for the employer side of it is we raised the cap that has to be in the fund before the employers will get a reduced tax rate. Currently in statute, there's a $600 million fund balance limit that if the trust fund exceeds that, then employers begin paying less money into the fund. So we've raised that balance. If we pass this bill, if the Senate passes this bill, that balance will be raised to $720 million. So we've increased the required cap in the fund before employers get a break by $120 million. And those two things together, asking the employers to participate and the employees to participate, will hopefully help prevent us from having to borrow money next time we have a recession.
Well, it definitely sounds like a very reasonable and sensible bill, especially after the some of the reductions in unemployment benefits over the past few years. Tell me, now that this has passed the House, have you heard anything from your colleagues in the Senate? Do you think there's going to be any resistance to this, or should it pretty much take a fast track?
Well, the resistance is probably going to be from the minority party in the Senate. I mean, as you know, we have supermajority Republican control in both chambers of the General Assembly. And so I expect that the Democrats in the Senate will not like it that much. But this bill passed last year in its exact form. I refiled this bill in the same form that it was passed last year. The governor vetoed the bill, and the Senate overrode the veto, and the House came up, I believe, 2 votes short of overriding the veto last year. So this year we started in the House with it in Senate, and we're sending it to the Senate. The House had a veto-proof majority. We had 112 votes for the bill. You have to have 109 to override a veto. And we also had two yes votes that were absent and missed the vote. So I think really we've got 114 votes in the House. I think the Senate will get it done. I think this bill is on a fast track. We'd like to get it, at least on the House side, we wanted to get it to the finish line and make the governor return his veto message prior to us leaving session so that we could address this before we had to come back for a veto session in September. So I think the Senate will do it. It's just a matter of, how much resistance the Democrats put up in the Senate on this bill and how long they want to talk about it, if they're going to filibuster, when they may have to bring it up a couple times. But I think the goal is to get it done in time to where we can override the veto that the governor will most certainly provide before the end of session.
What is the impact, if any, to state taxpayers?
At the end of the day, the Unemployment Trust Fund is funded solely by businesses. So it's a tax that employers pay on the wages that they pay to employees. So, really, at the end of the day, the employers are going to end up paying. What if we have to borrow money, the employers are the ones that pay that back. And so what this does is essentially, it front loads it so that we can keep fund balance in the trust fund so that employers aren't hit with increased taxes, which is essentially what happens when we have to borrow money. They're not hit with increased taxes in the middle of a recession. So I think from that aspect, it's good for the businesses that they won't have those surprise tax bills. And on the employee side, there's going to be a sacrifice, and then when times are good, the duration of benefits isn't going to be as long. But I think, at the end of the day, the employers have to figure in the cost of doing business. I mean, part of the cost of doing business is paying the unemployment tax. So hopefully we can keep this cost a little lower for the businesses. That may translate to some lower prices in the market for consumers.
All right. Well, thank you. And Representative Fitzpatrick, we appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with your constituents and as well as our listeners?
Anytime anybody's in the Capitol, feel free to come see us and talk to us. We love having visitors over at the Capitol, and it's good to see people from home. I know you guys have Representative McGaugh in your area, and I really enjoy working with him. He does a great job for your part of the state, and come see us sometime.